Year 12 students, meanwhile, in Sydney will go back to the classroom from August the 16th. The government says anyone who's about to go through their final HSC exams must get back to face-to-face learning to prevent lasting impacts on their education. And to keep the classroom as safe as possible, Year 12 students in the outbreak epicentres will be prioritised for Pfizer vaccine doses, which will be diverted from regional New South Wales. Rapid antigen COVID testing will also be used on students. But teachers aren't happy, claiming they weren't consulted and saying that the decision goes against expert advice. Rachel Mealy reports.
It's getting to the business end of the school year, and the New South Wales Premier wants Year 12 students back in the classroom.
Our intention is that Year 12 face-to-face learning recommences in 2 weeks' time, on Monday the 16th of August.
Gladys Berejiklian says Pfizer shots will be given to Year 12 students from the heavily affected local government areas as a priority.
For Year 12 students in those LGAs, the New South Wales government will start a vaccination program. And I want to stress there that whilst we haven't been given extra doses of the vaccine from any other government, other states or the federal government, I want to thank in advance regional New South Wales, where we will take some Pfizer vaccines, given the changing health advice around AstraZeneca.
18-year-old Grace is in the throes of her HSC studies, but her school is in the eastern suburbs of Sydney, outside of the prioritised zone.
I think for me, it's quite exciting because I know I can go back and finish my last year with my friends face to face, but I do get a bit concerned knowing that we're not all protected. I feel like it would be more comforting if we were actually all protected, but I think it's better knowing that we can go back face to face and that's allowed rather than spending the rest of our year online.
She says students at her school travel from across Sydney and the state.
I think I would prefer to be vaccinated and to have a bit of comfort knowing that everyone around me, my teachers, my peers are vaccinated, and there's that little like extra protection.
Angelo Gavrielatos is the president of the New South Wales Teachers Federation. He says the announcement has come out of the blue.
Well, we're dumbfounded. What we've seen is 3 days of growing numbers of infections, and on the 4th, the Premier announced the return of Year 12 to face-to-face teaching. We can't ignore the fact that over the course of the last couple of days, Dr. Chant, the Chief Health Officer, has advised that work sites and human interaction are major contributors to the transmission of the virus, yet today we have this announcement by the Premier. It defies the health advice.
He's seeking an urgent meeting with the Premier to discuss the issue.
I'm surprised by every aspect of today's announcement, and let me be clear. Today's announcement did not include any prior consultation with the profession, not any consultation at all.
The Pfizer doses for school students will be redirected from regional New South Wales. The Premier says she doesn't expect a backlash.
And I don't think anybody would begrudge us doing everything we can to get Year 12 students safely back to school.
Reg Kidd is the Mayor of Orange in the central west of New South Wales. He hasn't seen any detail on the numbers of vaccine doses that his region will miss out on, but he says delaying the HSC wouldn't be the end of the world.
But they also know that younger people are far, far more resilient than older people, even with this variant. And I don't believe that the high school certificate is the end of the world for anyone. I know that sometimes it's beat up to be, but as someone who went through the high school certificate and the trauma that everyone goes through with high school certificate, I think it'd be better explaining that it's not the end of the world, the high school certificate.
There's no relief for parents of students in other school years, though. Home learning continues for the duration of the lockdown.
Rachel Mealy, our reporter there.